Hello Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Discord server where you can talk about not just backrooms related things, but food, games, and various other topics. We also have a Patreon if you would like to show extra support for the podcast. A link to both will be in the show notes. And as always, you can email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com, with suggestions on what you'll like us to cover in the future or to just say hi. That's all for our announcements, so let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and in today's tale, we'll be looking at an MEG agent as they work a basic scouting mission throughout the backrooms. Though as he does, we'll see that this may not be as routine as he may have believed. So, with that fairly short intro out of the way, let's get into today's tale from the backrooms. Duty was boring for Joseph Gardner. Every once in a while, some MEG higher-up would send him on some stupid mission to scout random levels in the backrooms that they probably already knew loads about. And it was never any interesting levels either, always some stupid Class 1 wasteland with absolutely nothing in it save for the occasional entity if he was lucky. Sometimes he wondered if they did it on purpose just to patronize him. This time they'd sent him to that one with the yellow walls that reminded him of his grandma's living room to do some checking up on some manila room. This level was always an absolute joy to be in, as there was just so much to do in it. He sighed as he took what may as well have been the millionth step of the day and continued his trek through the level. At some point, he encountered a large, gaping room with a skin stealer in it. The big, bumbling mess walked around aimlessly, paying absolutely no attention to him. He waited to see if it would react to him if he walked into the room, but it ignored him, meaning it was docile for now. Some poor sod probably got caught by it, he mumbled to no one in particular, as he walked past it into yet another corridor. His trek continued through a dozen other rooms and corridors. Boredom got to him eventually, so he started randomly saying the name of whatever thing he'd see at the moment. It helped keep his mind off the mind-numbing walk and helped drown out the annoying hum buzz of the fluorescent lights that were riddled throughout the level. Tear in the wallpaper? Check, he murmured. Stain on the carpet that smells like sewage? Check. Patch of black? Check. Wait, what? He almost didn't notice the plate-sized patch of black on the ground smack in the middle of the room as he passed by it. He halted his march and stared at it, surveying each and every inch of it and checking what exactly it was. The area encompassed by the black patch seemed hazy around the edges. The air around the patch seemed colder than the rest of the air in the room, like it was getting sucked into it. His interest in the object had peaked at this point. What are you supposed to be? He voiced out loud as if expecting an answer from it. The patch replied by staring back at him, unmoving and unchanging. The strong and silent type as it seems. Perhaps, just perhaps, this was something interesting and worthwhile he could salvage from this boring expedition. Maybe he just made a discovery that he could show the overseers to prove his worth to get ahead in the MEG's ranks. Whatever the outcome would be, he had to document this. He took out his phone to take a picture of it but saw that he had no charge in it at all. He sighed, "Darn it, my one time to shine and I don't even have a way to account for my discovery." Why'd I have to get carried away with playing those games earlier on, he remarked angrily. He thought of other things he could do in the meantime to preserve this encounter and eventually came up with the idea of running some impromptu tests to see what he could come up with. He took out a notepad and pen and began writing a short description of the object. Looks like a patch of black on the ground, kinda like someone spilled ink. The area around it is hazy and it emits no heat at all, yet sucks the heat from the area around it as well. It doesn't make any sound, and it doesn't move either. Doesn't seem to be alive. He scrawled on the paper hurriedly, his hands already shaking with the excitement of the prospect of presenting a useful discovery to everyone. He could already picture himself getting notice for his own discovery for once. His next course of action would be a small test to see what would happen when it made contact with something. He took out a used tissue he had in his pocket and dropped it into the hole. Swallowed up instantly, without a trace. Good thing he wasn't fond of that tissue. Test 1, dropped a tissue into it, and it disappeared. Swallowed it right up. Nothing left of it. Could be a sort of space void-like entity or object? He looked back at it. He could have sworn it had grown a bit. Next, he decided he was going to see if it just swallowed up the entirety of anything it touched or just the part that was dipped into it. He took out his broken army knife, dipped its blade into the patch, then took it back out. A clean cut. The place where the knife was cut off was now even sharper than before. Test 2, dipped my broken army knife into it. Clean cut at the part where the void and the rest of the blade met. He looked at it once again. Okay, it had definitely grown now. Also seems to be growing and expanding periodically, not sure how I feel about that. Unnerved, though inwardly terrified, he moved a bit further back, as if scared it would spread to the area he was on and eat him up next. He decided he'd do one last thing, and then continue on to the room he was supposed to be going to before he encountered this thing. He started sketching an image of what the void looked like on his notepad. Standing a bit further back, he started hastily drawing the room and the patch, occasionally glancing at it to make sure it hadn't grown any further. He sketched and sketched and sketched. And sketched, and then, he was done. As he put the notepad back into his bag, he took one last glare at the patch. Was that thing growing right in front of him? More nervous than ever before, he carefully made his way around it and continued onwards to his objective. Throughout the rest of the track, he thought of nothing but the strange patch of black he'd seen earlier. Soon enough he'd made it to his objective, and after he'd done his documentation in the Manila room he prepared himself to leave the wretched place and head back to Base Alpha in Level 1. At least this time, he had something interesting to report on. Closing words. So, that was the tale, The Seed of Darkness. What did you think about this out of the ordinary scouting mission? What do you think that inky black substance can be? We'd love to hear what you all think. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Barry, Gibson, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.